from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Gustave Ineza. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from Richard Lobo from Toronto, Ontario. This Mass is offered in loving memory of his beloved wife, Noreen, who passed away on January 6, 2023. For the souls of their parents, grandparents, family and friends, and for the good health and happiness of their children and grandchildren. In thanksgiving for the abundant blessings received throughout their lives and for nearly 60 years of marriage, which they would have celebrated on June the 2nd. On behalf of all the faithful across Canada and around the world gathered for this celebration, we thank Richard for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Dear friends, today the Church celebrates the holy martyrs, St. Charles Rwanga and his companions, the martyrs of Uganda. As we read in Encyclopedia Britannica, martyrs of Uganda, a group of 45 Anglican and Roman Catholic martyrs, were executed during the persecution of Christians under Mwanga, the Kabaka, or King of Buganda. That was from the year 1885 and 1887. And we welcome to this liturgy the members of the Ugandan Catholic community of Toronto, who usually gather at Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish. So as we prepare to celebrate them, those martyrs, let us entrust ourselves to God's mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who have made the blood of martyrs the seed of Christians, mercifully grant that the field which is your church, watered by the blood shed by St. Charles Rwanga and his companions, may be fertile and always yield you an abundant harvest. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
The first reading, a reading from the book of Sirach. I thank you and praise you, O God, my Savior, and I bless the name of the Lord. While I was still young, before I went on my travels, I sought wisdom openly in my prayer. Before the temple, I asked for her, and I searched for her until the end. From the first blossom to the ripening grape, my heart delighted in her. My foot walked on the straight path. From my youth, I followed her steps. I inclined my ear a little and received her, and I found for myself much instruction. I made progress in her. To him who gives wisdom, I will give glory. For I resolved to live according to wisdom, and I was zealous for the good, and I shall never be disappointed. My soul grappled with wisdom, and in my conduct I was strict. I spread out my hands to the heavens and lamented my ignorance of her. I directed my soul to her, and in purity I found her. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To the heart.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and the disciples came to Jerusalem. As he was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to Jesus and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin? Answer me." They argued with one another. "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But shall we say of human origin?" They were afraid of the crowd, for all regarded John as truly a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends, today's Gospel addresses an important issue, that of Jesus' authority. Whose authority did he suppose to preach with? Was it from Moses? From the prophets of Israel? Could he claim to be in continuity with the deposit of faith as handed down by the ancestors of the Jewish people? Or was he just an impostor making things up as he went along? As Christians, it is easy for us to find the right answer. It was by his own authority. Here, the word authority is close to the words authenticity, legitimacy. But since he did not prefer to give this answer, I will not pretend to know and say better what Jesus would have said. So I will not delve into this discussion he had with the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. I rather would like to relate this to the puzzling story of the martyrs of Uganda. It may be the similar question posed to the young and old martyrs of Uganda by King Mwanga, son of King Mutesa, son of King Suna. Under what ancestral authority are you doing what you are doing? Don't you see that you are betraying the deposit of the ancestral tradition of the Buganda kingdom? And dear friends, let us remember that the Buganda kingdom was so powerfully well organized to the point that the prominent explorers like Sir Henry Morton Stanley and Captain John Hanning Speke wrote important journals about the surprisingly modern organization of that kingdom. And I think this is the key question we should also be asking 127 years after the martyrdom of those first Christians of Buganda. Did they betray a set of ancestral traditions to proclaim a faith they found more ethical? In my opinion, yes, they betrayed a set of norms known in the Buganda kingdom at the time. One of the most obvious, both for Ugandans and for any other nation or kingdom with respectable governing bodies, is that you never reveal the secrets of the royal court to a foreigner who might attack or colonize you afterward. It was easy for writers to brand King Mwanga as a barbaric African king, a backward monarch who slaughtered innocent martyrs. But what he feared actually happened 4 years later, after their martyrdom, the Kingdom of Buganda was conquered by the United Kingdom. So let us not forget that it was betrayal for the Buganda kingdom that the pages of the royal court would betray the secrets said in the royal court. So for us, they are martyrs, and we are so proud of their faith, their testimony of faith. At the same time, we should not accept that the tragic event that led to their martyrdom be used as a double standard narrative that attributes their execution to primitive practices, while it was obvious that what happened was political and could have happened in any other place. As I said, they were reporting to the missionaries what was happening at the royal court. So it was unfortunate that their lives had to end like that, but we are also very proud of their testimony of faith. They were courageous young men, and some of them old, who gave their lives for what they believed in. We can celebrate their martyrdom without branding the people of Uganda as barbaric. Today in Canada, when we are celebrating the martyrs of Canada, we do not brand the indigenous people of Canada as barbaric. Unfortunately, most of the narratives that we have today tend to brand the people of Buganda that way. So let us pray for a church in Uganda where the traditional norms with their ethical aspect can work together with our Christian faith hand in hand in some form of incarcerated faith that does not degrade the norms and the ethical settings that were found in Uganda. Let us start to have that decolonized way of looking at our ancestors who gave us those martyrs that we are so proud of today in the Ugandan church. Amen. As we commemorate the Ugandan martyrs, the beloved of God, let us pray for the grace to be worthy of this wonderful relationship of trust with our Savior. Our response is, Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the church that, inspired by the spirit of community and synodality of the early Christians, the church may always preach with an authority rooted in scripture and tradition, but also open to listening whatever the Holy Spirit may wish to teach us in our time and context. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. Let us pray for all those who hold political, financial, intellectual, and social power. May they, like our good Lord, look, see, and open their hearts to the needs of those entrusted to them, especially in these depressing post-pandemic times. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for relief for those oppressed by war, hunger, disease, or loneliness, that they may recognize God's love shining through the darkness of their days. We pray also for those who live under the constant threat of conflicts, violence, abuse, and death. May they always remember that they are beloved children of God and find help, care, and comfort from us who profess faith in God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayers. The Ugandan Roman Catholic martyrs died for the same Jesus Christ as the Anglican martyrs. Together they suffered. Together they sacrificed. They were sacrificed. Together they sang. Together their blood was the seed of the church in Uganda. So let us pray for us that, inspired by the good example of the Ugandan martyrs, we may learn to accept and work with our brothers and sisters from other faiths and tradition, religious traditions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayers. May our annual celebration of the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus renew and deepen our faith in his love for us. May he guide us as we seek to walk the path of mercy, compassion, and peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all those in our Daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayers. God, our Creator, strength of the martyrs, you give courage to those who want to live by your good news. Answer our humble prayers and guide our actions toward the building of your kingdom. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be you, Lord, forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands.
For the praise of the Lord is for our good and good of all this holy church.
We offer you sacrifice, O Lord, humbly praying that as you granted the blessed martyrs grace to die rather than sin, so you may bring us to minister at your altar in dedication to you alone, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For the blood of your blessed martyrs, Charles Lwanga and his companions, poured out like Christ to glorify your name, shows forth your marvelous works, by which in our weakness you perfect your power, and on the feeble bestow strength to bear you witness through Christ our Lord. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty, without end, we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take these, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take these, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, the martyrs of Uganda, Charles Lwanga, and his companions, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray as our Lord taught us, and we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, and save from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. We have received this divine sacrament, O Lord, as we celebrate the victory of your holy martyrs. May what helped them to endure torment, we pray, make us, in the face of trials, steadfast in faith and in charity. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our Mass is ended. Go and proclaim the gospel.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.